no.
Grandola, he's not on yet.
Okay. Martha. It's not on yet.
Thank you. I'm gonna go ahead and mute in case the dog starts.
Hello?
I'm gonna go ahead and mute.
Good morning, this is Bernice.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. And we'll begin momentarily. So today we connect with the sixth month, day of Sivan, of Nisan. And our first step is El Hashem Yehud. Hashem Yehud, Kuchaber Yehud, Kinte, Bit Hilu, Urshimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urshimu, Liakta, Lashem, Yothe, Bavaste, Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei adenu konanei aleinu maasei adenu konaneihu. The permutation of the tetragrammaton, or Hashem's name, is Hei Hei Vav Yud, and the permutation for the name Eshiyeh is Hei Hei Yud Aleph. Please join me. Hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, yo, 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 ah. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, hey, yo, the letters of the month that created the planet Kohav is the Resh. The planet Kohav is Mercury. The Yud creates the astrological sign of Virgo, which in Hebrew is the word Betulah, meaning a virgin. Mercury is a planet that frequently goes retrograde. When Mercury goes retrograde, what is happening is, from our perspective on the Earth, it appears that Mercury is going backwards. It generally lasts about 3 weeks. And during this period, and especially during the month of Virgo, which is the month of Teshuvah, we have the opportunity to correct the mistakes that we may have participated in. So during that retrograde period, which is almost always part of it within the month of Virgo, the month of Elul, we will be given the opportunities of people from our past contacting us. Sometimes it appears that it's circumstance. So what a coincidence that we saw you after 20 years. Sometimes it's very specific. The person calls us to hash out old times. But always know that these events are not coincidence. They're your opportunity to correct a mistake. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kevavat Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tabid gamle, betet resh, tadi taf gimel. Chasim kadosh, bero tucha, nael adata. Tet kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zokre kidushata. Yud gimel lamed, ezayim kuf. We'll now connect to the permutation. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, resh, yud, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, resh, yud, hey, Hashem is the head, Resh Yud, Gematria 210. These are the number of years that Israel went down. Redu is the Hebrew word. Gematria 210. The number of years that Israel was in Egypt before the redemption. But the prophecy is for 400 years, leaving us 190 years that we have been continuing, waiting for the redemption. Some even trying to draw the redemption, as the tribe of Ephraim had made the mistake of leaving too early. Shavatenu Kavel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Da'alumot Shintufav Sariyutah. And the eighth verse of the Abakoch we say in a whisper. The Sefer Yetzirah has given us relationships that help us achieve unity. The more we learn about these relationships, the stronger is our unity. The tribe of the month of Elul is the tribe of God, Gad. Please don't make the mistake of thinking it's the English word God. The sense is that of action, and the controller is the left hand. Now, the tribe is the tribe of God. The month is Elul. But God has a connection to Capricorn, to Tevet as well. Because the Midrash tells us that God is the reason that the Mashiach will come in Shvat and not in Tevet. What the Midrash says is we don't know what action God did, but he did something, and obviously he did Teshuvah for it, but he did something that caused the movement of the manifestation of Mashiach. His birth is in Av, but his manifestation will be in Shvat. It was supposed to be the first 2 days in Zot Hanukkah, in the month of Tevet. But God did some action, and it was a severe action. We don't know what it is, whether that's not to embarrass God, or whether that's for us to strive for any action we have done that is considered negative by Hashem. It's up for us to do teshuvah. But these are the connections. And here's some more. The month of is named Elul, and this is an acronym for a verse from Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs. The verse, or the phrase, is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. The first letters spell the name Elul. And the translation of Anila Dodiva Dodili is, I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. What this is saying, among many other aspects, is we have to initiate the action. We have to initiate the female waters. The action below, it causes the action above to be implemented. Anila Dodiva Dodili is a metaphor for the love between the children of Israel and Hashem. It also represents the love between Hashem and the children of Israel. During Elul, the energy of the Creator seems to be easier to access. This supports us in doing our teshuvah, returning to the Creator. It makes it easier in Elul than at other times of the year, but it can be done at any time. Expect people or patterns of behavior to reappear in your life. And this is an indication of the need to do teshuvah, or correction, tikkun, with this person or this pattern of behavior. We will now read the dedication of the Nasi from the tribe of God. I will read it from the Machon Mamre website, but it is available to you on the handout. We will be reading from We will be reading from verse 42. To verse 47. This is in chapter 7 of the book of Bamidbar. Vayom ha-shishi na-si-yo Liv-ne-gad el-yasa ben-de-u-el. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, the son of Duel, the prince of the children of God. Karbano karat kesef achat shloshim umeah mishkala mizra echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh. Shneihem Melein Solet Lula Vashemen Lemincha. His offering was one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Kaf achat asara zahav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Har echad ben bakar ayil, echad keves, echad ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he-lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Seir izim lechatat, one male of the goats for a sin offering. Ulzevach hashlamim bakar shanaim elim chamisha atudim chamisha kevasim b'nei shana chamisha zekarban el yasaf ben deuel. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Duel. Have you ever wondered why each brought their own exact same thing? Have you ever wondered why the Torah found it necessary to list all of these rather than just saying the words? They each brought the same thing. We have a tradition that teaches there's no extra letters in the Torah. This tradition is there's no extra Jew in the world. But still, the question needs to be asked. What is so unique about each tribe that the Torah gave credence to each Nasi, meaning to each tribe? Nasi is the prince or the chief. The question needs to be asked. The answer will come when it is time for it to be revealed. But that does not stop us from contemplating it in a meditation to find out the answer that is true for us. The fifth step is to learn more about the names. For the tribe of God, Eliasaph ben Duel. In other words, even though he blessed, God gives him the power to gather Asaph. The Hebrew word Asaph means to gather. God was given the tribe was given the power to gather all the good in the word. Still, he recognizes his creator is in control, which is the word duel, means, translates as, know that there is Hashem, and will not cease from upholding the Torah, even when wealthy. At times when he is in tune with the attribute of the love of Hashem, he is called Ruel, from the word for beloved friend, Reah. Then at the time when he is in tune with the attribute of the fear of Hashem, Yirah Hashem, the awe of Hashem, he is called Duel. Know that there is God. Owing to this, in the section of the offerings of the princes, he gave the sin offerings, meaning that each one understood where he was lacking, and there precisely was the principal state of completeness. For real completeness is when one recognizes his lack, his deficiency, where he needs to improve himself. This is as it is written, Yakar Mechachmra, Mikavod Siklut, Bayat. More precious than wisdom or honor is a little foolishness. This is why he is called Duel, when he is offering the sacrifices. For when a man comes to the state of completeness, he needs awe. He needs the awe of Hashem. What is the awe of Hashem, or what is the fear of Hashem? These are two levels, one lower than the other, one higher than the other. What does the fear of God or the awe of God mean to you? Does it mean trembling in one's boots? Does it mean fear of punishment? Or the sublime awe of knowing that one is always in the presence of his Creator? We all need to recognize our deficiencies. This is not a bad thing. So too, do we need to recognize our strengths, and that both were given to us by Hashem to serve him with all that we have and can. Meditate on this and be better for it. The name of God. We're in step five, looking at the information we have about the name God. God is a name that is both Arabic in its origin and Hebrew in its origin. It is a male name. It's also a Native American name. In the Arabic, it means happy, fortunate, a troop, a warrior. In the Hebrew, it means luck. It's a name for the coriander seed, and we need to know more about the coriander seed. Happy, fortunate, a troop or a warrior. And in the Native American language, God means a juniper tree. This is actually from the Navajo. The blessing of God is a happy personality, and a fruitful through life will be in his great gifts. A blessing is the letters Vav and Aleph, the word O, or if. How can conditions be a blessing? If you know how to answer that question, you'll understand why the sea split when we crossed the Yam Suf. The word Dag is a word that connects to the name God. Why? Because they're the same letters in reverse order. So God has a relationship to the fish, which means it has a relationship to intuition, a relationship to psychic abilities, a relationship to the month of Adar. Another word is Aved, with an Aleph, not an Ayin. Aved means lost. And this may be a hint to the action that God did. Because when the letter Aleph and the letter Ayin are both silent, they come from the same part of the mouth, and so that we have a rule that we can substitute one for the other. When it's an Ayin, when you can see the garments, the bod. You are in service to Hashem. You are a slave to Hashem in another interpretation. But being a slave to Hashem means you're in service to Hashem. But when you can't see the Aleph, please hold on a second. Sorry for the interruption. What I was saying is, when you substitute the Aleph for the Ayin, when you're in unity with the garment, you're lost because you're not dealing with your core essence. You're dealing with the exterior. The word rock, Resh Kuf. And this word rock comes from God when using atbash, the letter substitutions. It means just, only, but, except, least, or indeed. Always understand these letter substitutions, whether it's a letter to your right in the Hebrew alphabet line, or to the left, or the atbash, which is the center. All of these teach us relationships and unifications. Abba Bo is the phrase, Father comes. And the shorish is gimel dalet dalet gedad, meaning to congregate, to pick dates in modern Hebrew, to cut, to chop. The energy verses for the word, the name God. There are three verses. Gam b'nei nach itcha panos yiriucha kadikad. The children also of Noach and to Panches, they feed upon the crown of thy head. Six words, which connects to Zerantin, without the unity of Malchut, Chas v'Shalom. Georat Gavim, Atkoim Avadat Resha Shamam, Mita chayit leolam waed. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast blotted out their name forever and ever. Notice this is said in the present tense. It's a verse from Psalm. It's describing the Mashiach manifestation. But why is it said in the present? If it was said in the future, we would understand it. But if it was said in the future would never arrive, God forbid. And that's why it's important to translate Olam Haba as the world that is coming, not the world that comes. because if it's in the future, it never arrives. The Olam Haba is not in the future, it's in the process. It can arrive today in your process. Geot Adam Tashvil Nu Bishapel Ruach Itamicha Kavod. A man's pride shall bring him low, but he that is of a lowly spirit shall attain to honor. And the name Al-Yasaf has the meaning of augmenting God. It's a name of a male, and its origin is Hebrew. A word for Al-Yasaf is Apak, restrain, also means the bed. Mikal miakal, from all the food, is a phrase. The shorash is yasaf, to add on, to increase, to augment, to repeat, to continue. It's appreciating money, not appreciation in thankfulness, but appreciating in the sense of growing. The energy verses. There are 15, which connects to the two upper worlds, Yud and He, Atzilut and Briah. Et ayamati ashlach lifanicha v'hameti et kol ha'am asher tava tavo bahem v'natati et kol ayavaycha eliyach eref. I will send my terror before thee, and will discomfit all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. I will just suggest something that you may not have thought of. This idea of sending my terror before thee. In today's generation, the television shows and the movies seem to have a lot of zombies and other aspects of terror, as well as what we normally call terrorists. Is this an indication of this verse, the prophecy in the book of Shmot being manifested? That is for you to contemplate, not just accept my statement. El tishmachi palishet kelev ki mishavar shavat mikach ki misharim nachash yetze tzafe ufrayu sharif meof bach. Rejoice not, Philistia, all of thee, because the rod that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a basilisk, and his fruit shall be a flying serpent. Is this describing the Israeli Air Force bombing Gaza? Again, it's up to you to determine this for yourself. Emet meretz titzmea v'tzadek mishmaim nishif kaf. Truth springs out of the earth, and righteousness has looked down from heaven. And the name Duel It's a name for a man, Baal, from the Hebrew, and its meaning is knowledge of God. The word Ela, to ascend, to go up, to rise, to climb, to succeed. It's also a word that has a hey at the end, and we know that the hey at the end of a Hebrew word means going in the direction of, going in the direction of El, going in the direction of rising, indicating part of the process. All of these different meanings are expressed in the Hebrew word Ela. The phrase, Adama Kol, all of the earth. And the Shoresh is Yeda, to know, to perceive, to consider, to understand, to concern. And in modern Hebrew, it means to have sexual relations with. And the energy verses for Duel. There are seven verses. Dan Yadin Amo Ka'echad Shifti Yisrael. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. The important teaching in this verse, because we all have aspects of judgment, but it's important to judge from the frame of reference of the person you are judging. Davar el b'nei Yisrael v'yamarat el aleihem ish ish Ki tishta ishto me'ala bo me'al. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man's wife goes aside and acts unfaithfully against him. This is describing the ritual of the sota. There are 13 words indicating the purpose of the ritual of the sota is to create unity between a man and his wife. To bring them back together. Why was the word ish duplicated? I'll leave you to contemplate that. Davar shelach Adonai b'Yaakov anafel b'Yisrael. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel. Of course, it could also be Adonai, the Lord, sent a thing to Jacob, and this thing has lighted upon Israel, has landed upon Israel. Either the man or the nation. Things to contemplate, different ways of understanding these verses. And our sixth we also need to look at the energy verses for the name Eliasaph ben Duel, the full name. And this is actually the name which no one would call a child. El. There are 57 indicating a connection to Parnassah, to sustenance. Ela mishpachat b'nei Noach l'toldatam b'goyehem u'me'ala nachredu ha'goyim be'eretz achar ha'mabul. These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generations, in their nations. And of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Ela toldot shem shem ben me'at shenei v'yaoled et araf akashed shenatayim achar. And these are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. Im yeshach Veshalach et achinu atno nerda v'nashavara lecha akal. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. This is Yehuda speaking to Jacob, asking to take Benjamin down to Egypt with him. Im yeshcha meshalach et achinu. I'm sorry. Arur afam ki az vayavaratam. Ki kashita achilakam b'Yaakov v'yafitim b'Yisrael. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. This is one of the blessings, or I believe the tribe of Shimon, that Jacob gave to his son Shimon. And the consciousness behind the offering that the tribe of God, Eliasaph ben Duel, gave. The Nasi of the tribe of God brought his offering as an allusion to the Exodus from Egypt, including all things that happened from the time of entry to Egypt until the Exodus. The bowl is an allusion to Yocheved, the mother of Moshe, who was mentioned in the Torah as having been divorced from Amram, and then Amram remarried her at the instigation of Miriam, Moses' sister. The various words used in the Torah allude to these aspects, including that Amram was eager to remarry her, and that it was Miriam, Moshe's sister, was the instigator of the remarriage, by prophesying that Amram would father the Redeemer through Yocheved. It was 130 shekels, because that was the age of Yocheved when she gave birth to Moshe. And how do we know? The Torah lists 69 names that went down to Egypt, but states that there were 70 souls who went down to Egypt. Yocheved was between the walls in her mother's uterus, and thus was born in Egypt. Moshe was 80 years old at the redemption, as the Torah states, and the length of that exile is 210 years. 210 minus 80 is 130. The basin of 70 shekels. The Hebrew word for basin is mizrach. And that's cognate to the Hebrew word nizrach, which means to cast. And this alludes to Moshe, who the Torah says was cast into the Nile. Why was it 70 shekels? This alludes to the 70 elders who received the ability to prophesy from Moshe, as the Torah states. The meaning of the bowl and the basis, there was no specific consciousness, but something happened in Egypt that will eventually become revealed. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the kaf, alludes to the hand of Moshe, who smote the Egyptians with 10 plagues. The 10 shekels refers to the 10 plagues. One young bull is an ola. There are three species brought as an ola to allude to the three good characteristics of the children of Israel that they kept in Egypt. They did not change their names. They did not change their language. And they kept themselves away from unchastity, as was later proved when they were tested at the waters of Sotah, at the waters of Mara, which was the same as the waters of Sota, as testified by the Zohar in the Parashah of Beshalah. One ram as an ola. One might consider how much farther our generation has fallen than the generation who was redeemed from Egypt by comparing the three items that were the cause of the redemption from Egypt. One sheep in its first year. Please remember, the people had fallen to the 49th level of negativity prior to the redemption. How far have we fallen? Thank Hashem for his unconditional promise to redeem us, even as we have fallen further than our earlier incarnations, when we were redeemed from Egypt? Also, how can we bring ourselves back from this current level of negativity prior to the final redemption? One male goat as a sin offering. This hints to the Paschal sacrifice, which was offered in Egypt as an indication of withdrawal from idolatry. For Israel were idol worshippers in Egypt, and the divine attribute of justice would not allow their being redeemed until they had withdrawn from idolatry. The peace offering of 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. 2 cattle alludes to Jacob and Joseph, in whose merit the people were redeemed from Egypt. An alternative is that alludes to Moshe and Aaron, who performed the miracles and wonders that created the redemption. There are 3 species to allude to the 3 patriarchs, in whose merit the redemption takes place. And the 15 animals allude to the 15th day of Nisan, which is the day of redemption, the Passover Seder. It is recommended to set aside 13 coins each day for either tithing or tzedakah. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful morning, a beautiful day. Tonight's class is at 4:30. Our class will be a deeper Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, a regular Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for one or both. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Shalom.
Shalom.